And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 7:59 coming up on 8 o'clock. We'll have an update from CBS News, local news from Stuart J. Waddles, and also state news from Leslie Lotto. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got cloudy skies and 55 degrees. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCopel is in Jerusalem.
It's the morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home, home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took a lot to get to this day. So many Israeli families never gave up. The images of joyful reunions, they've been shared all around the world and shared again. "He's alive," said one father as his son walked through the door. "My heart," he cried, "my heart."
The bodies of 24 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza as negotiations continue on the next phase of President Trump's peace plan. Here in the U.S., new tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber kick in today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Trump administration decision to impose 10% tariffs on lumber was actually better than originally feared. Some thought lumber products would be included under the reciprocal tariffs, and those rates are higher than the 10% that they're set to receive.
The goal, to boost domestic production. People along the East Coast drying out from a powerful nor'easter, and along the West Coast, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are watching a new storm system that is going to be bringing the potential for mudslides to portions of California, particularly in Southern California. We're looking at some flash flood concerns along some of the burn-scarred areas in Southern California.
ICE agents are now using a controversial body restraint to subdue some detainees.
It's called the WRAP. It wraps around a person's legs with their folded hands tucked in front. It's intended for combative suspects, but the Associated Press says ICE has been putting people in the wrap for hours-long deportation flights.
That's not the purpose of the wrap.
Chris Hammond is the CEO of Safe Restraints, the maker of the wrap. In the last decade, there have been a dozen fatal cases where local police or jails used the wrap, and autopsies determined restraint played a role in the death. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A social media app is out with something new to protect your whereabouts. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Instagram's challenge is not just to build these features, but also to get people to use them. Whistleblowers have leaked information showing that many parents choose not to give over information about their children in order to avoid the company's controversial advertising systems.
Dow futures are down 279, NASDAQ futures off 280. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Chalk up another record for a musician who keeps cranking out the hits.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold just over 4 million copies in its first week. That is the biggest first week in modern music history, breaking the record previously set by Adele's 25 album back in 2015. This all according to Luminate, the industry data and analytics company that began tracking sales in 1991. She's also become the solo artist with the most number one albums on the Billboard 200 with 15. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Signs of new life at New York City office buildings. The Wall Street Journal reports the market is enjoying its biggest boom in almost two decades. It even surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Nationwide, numbers show office leasing is still below that average. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early this morning in Milwaukee, two separate shootings just hours apart left one person dead and two others hurt. At around 12:20, two men in their 20s were shot near 14th and Galena and taken to the hospital. About 2 hours later, near 27th and Fond du Lac, a 34-year-old man was fatally shot. Police say they're still looking for suspects in both cases. A Milwaukee neighborhood will gather Thursday night to remember a woman killed in what police say was a brutal case of domestic violence. Friends will hold a candlelight vigil for 64-year-old Carrie Zettel outside of her home, where she was beaten to death Sunday, allegedly by her daughter. 29-year-old Lauren Spores was arrested for first-degree intentional homicide but has not yet been officially charged. Court records show several domestic violence calls and restraining orders linked to their address. Friends tell Fox 6 that Zettel tried to get her daughter help but that the system failed her. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A preservation group is demanding urgent action from state lawmakers to protect Milwaukee's public museum and its collections. A group called Preserve MKE wants the state legislature to hold hearings on the ownership of the artifacts and to stop any new funding until public oversight is guaranteed. They say taxpayers funded the museum's new project, but they risk losing control of the historic exhibits and the murals. The group is calling for transparency, accountability, and respect for Milwaukee's cultural heritage before moving forward. Buyers are back in Milwaukee's real estate market. September saw a just over 7% spike in home sales locally. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says prices are way up too, with the average sale topping $446,000. Realtors warn that there's still a supply crunch that's making homes more expensive for everyone. Milwaukee nonprofits are likely on alert. Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order, announced yesterday by Governor Tony Evers, steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, too, using Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of Wild Rice Week each September. Traffic crashes have killed 572 people across Wisconsin in the last year. New studies revealing aggressive driving could be to blame. A report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly all drivers admit to at least one aggressive behavior, like running red lights or angry honking. The research says the more drivers experience road rage, the more likely they are to act hostile themselves. Men under 60 and wealthier drivers are apparently the worst offenders. Officials encouraging courtesy and caution to keep everybody safer on the road. Wisconsin soybean farmers say they are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Congressmember Tom Tiffany says the administration's trade policies need to stay the course despite concerns.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It is 810, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. In Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 57. It'll warm up to about 64 with partly sunny skies. And then tonight, showers likely. Cloudy as well with a low near 53. The updated forecast coming up as well from our meteorologist, Corey Hartman. Bonnie Green has a traffic update with the Milwaukee freeway system. And also, Mike Clemens has got a sports update. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 8:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the east side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matt and Air on Air at 9, the Tom Hartman Program at 11, Todd Olba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
8:12, it is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, we've got Bonnie Green with a traffic update, weather from our meteorologist Corey Hartman, and to get you ready for tonight's Game 2 NLCS, Dodgers and Brewers, Mr. Mike Clemens in sports.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Time for a traffic update, 8:14 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound's jammed up between 124th and Appleton. 4394 northbound Mitchell interchange to Oklahoma heavy. 94 eastbound still a big backup. 84th to 35th westbound slows 27th to Mitchell Boulevard. 4145 northbound Watertown plank to Hampton heavy too. I'm Bonnie Green and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs. from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. It is 8:14, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Let's get a look at our weather forecast with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Currently, 53 degrees.
Coming up, CBS News gets a look at money with Money Watch. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time is 8:15.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
8:17. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. I'm Dan Handy, now serving all news all morning weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9, it's Matt Nair on Air with Craig Bach and Jane Matt Nair. That'll follow the CBS News update. Right now from CBS, it's Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
The National Association for Business Economics has revised its U.S. outlook for this year. The group now predicts the nation's gross domestic product to rise by 1.8%, up from their 1.3% projection last June. The Economist Group survey found a worsening job market outlook, revising its predicted average monthly payroll job gains down from 87,000 to 60,000 for the rest of the year. Amazon says it plans to hire 250,000 seasonal workers this year. According to the company, seasonal employees make an average of more than $19 an hour. That's your CBS News Money Watch report at the CBS Broadcast Center. I'm Carissa Lawson.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
It's 8:18, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, CBS News, followed by local news with Stuart J. Waddles. State news from our Civic Media State News Desk with Leslie Lotto. It's all coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee right now in 57. We'll have sunshine later with a high of around 65. And then tonight, showers likely with cloudy skies at a low near 53. Update from CBS News, WAUK News Time, 8:19.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCopel is in Jerusalem.
It's the morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home, home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took a lot to get to this day. So many Israeli families never gave up. The images of joyful reunions, they've been shared all around the world and shared again. "He's alive," said one father as his son walked through the door. "My heart," he cried, "my heart."
The bodies of 24 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza as negotiations continue on the next phase of President Trump's peace plan. Here in the U.S., new tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber kick in today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Trump administration decision to impose 10% tariffs on lumber was actually better than originally feared. Some thought lumber products would be included under the reciprocal tariffs, and those rates are higher than the 10% that they're set to receive.
The goal, to boost domestic production. People along the East Coast drying out from a powerful nor'easter, and along the West Coast, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are watching a new storm system that is going to be bringing the potential for mudslides to portions of California, particularly in Southern California. We're looking at some flash flood concerns along some of the burn-scarred areas in Southern California.
ICE agents are now using a controversial body restraint to subdue some detainees.
It's called the WRAP. It wraps around a person's legs with their folded hands tucked in front. It's intended for combative suspects, but the Associated Press says ICE has been putting people in the WRAP for hours-long deportation flights.
That's not the purpose of the WRAP.
Chris Hammond is the CEO of Safe Restraints, the maker of the WRAP. In the last decade, there have been a dozen fatal cases where local police or jails used the WRAP, and autopsies determined restraint played a role in the death. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A social media app is out with something new to protect your whereabouts. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Instagram's challenge is not just to build these features, but also to get people to use them. Whistleblowers have leaked information showing that many parents choose not to give over information about their children in order to avoid the company's controversial advertising systems.
Dow futures are down 279. NASDAQ futures off 280. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Chalk up another record for a musician who keeps cranking out the hits.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold just over 4 million copies in its first week. That is the biggest first week in modern music history, breaking the record previously set by Adele's 25 album back in 2015. This all according to Luminate, the industry data and analytics company that began tracking sales in 1991. She's also become the solo artist with the most number one albums on the Billboard 200 with 15. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Signs of new life at New York City office buildings. The Wall Street Journal reports the market is enjoying its biggest boom in almost two decades. It even surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Nationwide, numbers show office leasing is still below that average. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two violent scenes unfolded overnight in Milwaukee. Police say two men were wounded near 14th and Galena at around 12:20 this morning. Both are expected to survive. At 27th and Fond du Lac at around 2 a.m., a 34-year-old man was killed in a separate shooting. Police are still looking for suspects. Right now, there's no word if the two shootings are linked. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. The average price for a home in the Milwaukee metro area is now over $446,000, up nearly 11% since last September. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers are paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to the Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming up this week. A state education board's got some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. It's been 90 days since Wisconsin's state Senate gathered, and the wait's stirring up a fight. Democrats say Republicans running the chamber are not moving bills forward and are, quote, letting the people down. Republicans say it's Democrats wasting time with political attacks. One Senate committee is set to meet soon, but it'll be the first time lawmakers in that chamber have been on the floor since summer. Open enrollment for Medicare starts tomorrow. State officials are trying to get ahead of scams.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says unsolicited requests should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment. Reinen reminds folks there are resources available to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers. There's more about how to stay safe on the Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 540 a.m. and 100.3 FM WAUK.
And good morning. It's 8:29, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up at 9 following CBS News updates. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Also, we got sports coming up in Mike Clemens tonight's preview of NLCS Game 2. Dodgers and Brewers, go Brew Crew. All that and more. Plus, we've got Bonnie Green's traffic update and a look at weather with Corey Hartman, our meteorologist. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 829.
Hey, it's downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Don Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
It's 8:31, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Bonnie Green has a traffic update for the Milwaukee area. Weather with our meteorologist Corey Hartman and Mike Clemens. He's got sports.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's 8:32. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Say hello to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound, a tight spot, 124th to Good Hope. 94 eastbound, that's still jammed up between 84th and 35th. 4145 northbound, Watertown Plank to Hampton Heavy, southbound Flores to Capitol, and the on-ramp from Capitol has a stall on the entrance. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. It's 8:33. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Serving all news all morning. Weather forecast, but first,
this report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Meteorologist Corey Hartman has the updated weather forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
currently 53 degrees.
834, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Stream at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, agribusiness news update from Pam Yockey from the Midwest Farm Report and an update from CBS News as well. WAUK News Time, 834.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all of family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Let's get a look at agribusiness news. The host of the Midwest Farm Report, here's Pam Yockey.
For some, the hunt has already begun. Others are getting ready. I'm Pam Yockey with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And if you're successful in your hunt, you might be thinking about how you can use that meat. One of our Wisconsin meat science experts gives you suggestions next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar is one of our University Extension meat specialists, and he says for those of you that are looking to extend the life of the meat that you harvest, jerky is a very good option. And he's got some suggestions about the basic do's if you want to make your own jerky.
Slice jerky to a good thickness, typically about a quarter inch thick is ideal. And a lot of people like to take whole pieces of meat, put them into a freezer for a little bit to firm things up. And then slice, and if you have a really good sharp knife, you can absolutely do this by hand. You just have to be a little careful and take your time. And then get some salt, get some sugar, maybe some spices if you like maybe some black pepper, maybe some red pepper, maybe some ginger or garlic. Mix those with the jerky and allow that jerky to absorb that. And then you want to go through some cooking and drying process.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension meat specialist, with some suggestions on what you can do with that harvested meat. Jerky, a good option. And don't forget, there's all kinds of flavors. Just take a look at what's available at your local grocery store. One very popular flavor, teriyaki. And that's simply using soy sauce.
We're number one! We're number one!
The Pioneer brand 4-seedless corn team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
And another case of high-path avian influenza has been detected in a backyard poultry flock in Racine County. The birds have all been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding all livestock owners and anyone that owns birds to practice good biosecurity measures as migratory birds pass over Wisconsin as they head south. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
It's 840 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. Currently in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 57 are our temp. The forecast for the rest of the day, partly sunny with a high of around 64. Tonight, showers likely, cloudy as well, and 53 the low. Let's get an update from CBS News. WAUK News Time is 840.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A tenuous ceasefire is holding in Gaza, a day after the release of the last living hostages, as well as Palestinian prisoners and detainees. Up next, correspondent Deborah Pattup from Jerusalem.
There is still a lot of hard work ahead. Negotiators will need to discuss the post-war governance of Gaza. An interim board of peace, as it's called, has been set up with President Trump at the helm. And eventually it will be handed over to Palestinian control. So a lot of work.
Israel has publicly identified two of four dead hostages handed over yesterday. One was Israeli, the other from Nepal. Families of the other two victims asking for anonymity. The U.S. government shutdown about to enter its third week with no resolution in sight.
Democrats are still demanding any spending bill to reopen the government include an extension of health insurance tax credits. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Republicans need to get serious about reopening the government.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We will return to legislative session as soon as the Democrats come to their senses and open the government.
Sites like the National Zoo and Smithsonian Museums have run out of money and closed. More flights are being delayed as air traffic controllers and TSA agents call out sick rather than work without pay. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The National Weather Service says a rare and potent storm system has begun slamming Southern California in areas hard hit by last winter's Palisades and Eaton fires. CBS meteorologist Tony Sudiku.
Soggy start parts of California, that Pacific storm sliding to the south. That's leading to multiple impacts, everything from rain to wind. Some soggy conditions with plenty of moisture and upper-level energy. You're squeezing out quite a bit of rain. Flooding is a concern, especially for the flood-prone areas and burn scars.
Another political redistricting battle is shaping up. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
North Carolina Republican legislative leaders plan to vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. Democrats are calling the move, quote, political corruption.
Maine's two-term Democratic Governor Janet Mills announcing if she wins a Democratic primary challenge, her next goal will be unseating Republican Senator Susan Collins. The International Monetary Fund's just released a new world economic outlook.
The IMF's inflation forecasts are revised upward in the United States, but down in other countries, and tariffs are seen as a factor in boosting prices, even if the report says that's been muted so far. IMF also predicts slower growth in the U.S. economy at 2.0% for this year and holding steady at 2.1% for 2026.
CBS's Michael Toscano. Dow futures are down 468. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Ah, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
A popular podcaster is hanging up his mic.
WTF with Marc Maron began as a venue for stand-up comedians, but became a major media player. He had Barack Obama as a guest early on, and his final show after 16 years and 1,600 episodes also featured the former president.
It gives him courage, gives him hope, and you should be proud of having done that.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
WTF was a place where Hollywood stars and political leaders would give Maron their backstory. As for his story, he says the pod is not ending for a particular reason other than he's tired and says he's satisfied with the work he's done. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Craving pasta?
Sei pronto?
Not so fast. Almost 245,000 pounds of ready-to-eat pasta linked to a deadly listeria outbreak are being recalled. The FDA says the products were sold at Walmart, Kroger, Trader Joe's, and other stores in four states. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early this morning in Milwaukee, two separate shootings just hours apart left one person dead and two others hurt. At around 12:20, two men in their 20s were shot near 14th and Galena and taken to the hospital. About 2 hours later, near 27th and Fond du Lac, a 34-year-old man was fatally shot. Police say they're still looking for suspects in both cases. A Milwaukee neighborhood will gather Thursday night to remember a woman killed in what police say was a brutal case of domestic violence. Friends will hold a candlelight vigil for 64-year-old Carrie Zettel outside of her home, where she was beaten to death Sunday, allegedly by her daughter. 29-year-old Lauren Spores was arrested for first-degree intentional homicide but has not yet been officially charged. Court records show several domestic violence calls and restraining orders linked to their address. Friends tell Fox 6 that Zettel tried to get her daughter help but that the system failed her. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A preservation group is demanding urgent action from state lawmakers to protect Milwaukee's public museum and its collections. A group called Preserve MKE wants the state legislature to hold hearings on the ownership of the artifacts and to stop any new funding until public oversight is guaranteed. They say taxpayers funded the museum's new project, but they risk losing control of the historic exhibits and the murals. The group is calling for transparency, accountability, and respect for Milwaukee's cultural heritage before moving forward. Buyers are back in Milwaukee's real estate market. September saw a just over 7% spike in home sales locally. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says prices are way up too, with the average sale topping $446,000. Realtors warn that there's still a supply crunch that's making homes more expensive for everyone. Milwaukee nonprofits are likely on alert. Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order, announced yesterday by Governor Tony Evers, steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, too, using Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of Wild Rice Week each September. Traffic crashes have killed 572 people across Wisconsin in the last year. New studies revealing aggressive driving could be to blame. A report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly all drivers admit to at least one aggressive behavior, like running red lights or angry honking. The research says the more drivers experience road rage, the more likely they are to act hostile themselves. Men under 60 and wealthier drivers are apparently the worst offenders. Officials encouraging courtesy and caution to keep everybody safer on the road. Wisconsin soybean farmers say they are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Congressmember Tom Tiffany says the administration's trade policies need to stay the course despite concerns.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning. It's 850, going on 851. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. You can stream at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens, and I'll look at traffic with Bonnie Green. Corey Hartman has our weather forecast. And coming up at 9 following the CBS News update, Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time is 8:51.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Hey, it's downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen for Sean Mayer's seat.
Go to waukradio.com and search for This Week in Waukesha.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM. WAUKradio.com is where you can stream, as well as the Civic Media app. Brewer Fever tonight. The excitement will be at American Family Field. First pitch at 7:08. Let's get a preview of Game 2 of the NLCS. Mike Clemens.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's 855, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Time for traffic update, this time sponsored by Blindster.com. Say hello to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound, still stop and go, 124th to Good Hope. 43 southbound, Silver Spring to Locust is jammed up. And 94 eastbound, stop and go all the way, 84th to 35th. 4145 northbound, slow Mayfair to Capitol. Southbound at Watertown Plank, a stall on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. What if they can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't. But they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today. It's 8:55. Time to look at weather on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman for today. Partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
It's 51 at our studios.
Coming up, CBS News. Before that, though, CBS News will give us the Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 8:56.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
It's 8:57. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. All news, all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9 following the CBS News update, it's Matt Nair on Air with Greg Bach and Jane Matt Nair. But right now, CBS News and Money Watch, WAUK News Time, 8:58.
CBS Money Watch.
The National Association for Business Economics has revised its U.S. outlook for this year. The group now predicts the nation's gross domestic product to rise by 1.8%, up from their 1.3% projection last June. The Economist Group survey found a worsening job market outlook, revising its predicted average monthly payroll job gains down from 87,000 to 60,000 for the rest of the year. Amazon says it plans to hire 250,000 5,000 seasonal workers this year. According to the company, seasonal employees make an average of more than $19 an hour. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Carissa Lawson.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
All right, we'll do this all again tomorrow morning, Wednesday. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Stuart J. Waddles has got our local news. He'll have another update in the next hour. Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk covers the state. And we've got traffic updates with Bonnie Crane and our weather meteorologist as well. Don't forget Mike Clemens in sports. It's 540 WAUK. Coming up next, we've got CBS News.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A fragile ceasefire is holding in Gaza. Hostages and their relatives are savoring reunion.
Sights of reunion yesterday were most definitely the happiest moments I've experienced in my life.
So our families have freed Palestinian prisoners, but tough steps remain, including negotiations on who governs post-war Gaza. Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and President Trump blamed Democrats on his way back from Israel on Air Force One.
They want to have health care for illegals that have come in. Many of these people are criminals, and they want to have health care.
A potent storm system's begun in Southern California, triggering evacuation orders and burn scars following nasty weather to the north. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In California, more storms slammed the Bay Area Monday, dumping rain in San Francisco and Berkeley, while the Sierra Nevadas were surprised by some early season snowfall.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This report on 540 W.